In wrapping up this article, I'd like to take you on a quick tour of a CSS-based site that has given me a lot of inspiration of the power of CSS. So this is called CSS Zen Garden. It's a site that was put together to show off what can actually be done with CSS in the real world. Most of the effects that you're seeing are CSS 1 with a few CSS 2 that are widely compatible across browsers. So very common effects. We'll take a look at the HTML file. This is the actual HTML file that the site is based around. So very structural based HTML. If we actually look at the source, you can see that it's a standard HTML head with title. It includes the sample CSS, which is just, it's the bare bones one that doesn't do any styling in this case, because it's the basic one. It has divs. Here's our container div. With this div specifies an intro. Here's my page header, the quick summary, preamble. So you can see that the parts, the divs that are marked out, the parts of the CSS are very structurally based. It's not saying how to display it. It's saying, what does this text represent? Very, very straightforward, plain vanilla type CSS. You can see here's all of the list, bulleted lists. This actually gets rendered with this style sheet into the Zen Garden site that you see here. You can see different CSS properties being set. You can also see farther down, you can see the container has a background applied to it, the zen-bg.jpg, positioned in the top left. There's other backgrounds here around the H1. There's an H1 GIF. There's lots of different, all the images are actually brought in through the CSS. There are no image tags on the page. So it's a very interesting site. Now the trick to this site that makes it absolutely fascinating is people were asked to submit alternate CSS layouts. They weren't allowed to touch the HTML in any way, shape, or form, but to give the page a different look and feel just by modifying the CSS. And just looking at some of the designs that people have come up with provide a lot of inspiration of the power of CSS. So if we go look at Under the Sea, remember, it's exactly the same HTML just rendered with a different CSS layout. If we actually go here and do a view source, you will see the only thing different here is it's importing a different style sheet. If you did a diff on the rest of this page, the source would HTML would be the same. So completely different look and feel from the Zen Garden page. Now, if we wanted to give it a more corporate feel, here's a more corporate version. If we wanted to look at some more flowery motif, so they're actually changing up images, they're changing up the styling of H1s, of the text. Very, very different layouts. There's a Kyoto forest. You can see just how much you can change the look and feel of a site just based on modifying the CSS. So it gives a very interesting idea of how to theme a site just by swapping around style sheets. Now, one of the most interesting ones I've found is just how far you can take these things. So let's go over to the next designs on the page. And there's one called Retro Theater. It actually makes the page look like an old-style movie theater. You can see the CSS Zen Garden here. If I start to scroll, I'm actually scrolling what looks like the movie screen. Even the casing, it's using a small caps effect on the CSS to change from normal casing into a small caps casing. So this is all done through CSS. It's exactly the same HTML as before, but it's modifying the CSS to do crazy tricks, like making this look like a retro theater, to give it a more corporate feel. So it gives you, should fuel your imagination for the things that can be accomplished purely through good HTML design, structural HTML design, and then doing your presentation, your styling in CSS to provide the overall look and feel of the site.